a funny, tender, and beautifully written novel to add to your TBRs is the hero of this book by Elizabeth McCracken. 10 months after her mother's death, the narrator of the hero of this book takes a trip to London. The city was a favourite of her mother's, and as the narrator wanders the streets, she finds herself reflecting on her mother's life and their relationship, along with thoughts of the past and questions for the future. The hero of this book is a novel about a writer's relationship with her larger-than-life mother and about the very nature of writing, memory, and art. Ultimately, though, the hero of this book is an examination of grief and renewal. The hero of this book by Elizabeth McCracken is being published by Eco Books, and it's a tender, heartbreaking, but also funny novel you really don't want to miss. Hello, I'm Victoria from Biblio Lifestyle, and you're listening to the Reader's Couch podcast, the show that will help you bridge the gap between living a full and busy life to one where you're reading, learning new things, and having fun. In today's episode, I'll be talking about slowing down and why it's important to just take a step back. So I'll be sharing some benefits of slowing down and offer some practical tips to help you make time for slow living. Stay tuned. National Book Award nominee Yvette Dionne takes us on a journey through cultural expectations of size, race, and gender in her latest book entitled Weightless: Making Space for My Resilient Body and Soul. In Weightless, Yvette Dionne shares her experiences and breaks down society's beliefs and biases about larger bodies. From the doctor's office, where any ailment is treated with a directive to lose weight, on dating sites where larger bodies are rejected, to TV, where characters in larger bodies are a sexual comedic relief. But despite society's deeply held prejudices, Dionne fiercely believes in the power of self-love, and she looks towards the brighter future that we all deserve. Weightless is being published by Eco Books, and it's an honest and captivating journey of acceptance you should put at the top of your reading list. Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Reader's Couch podcast. Today, I'll be talking about slowing down and just why it's important for us to just take a step back. So, in addition to providing you with some great practical tips, this episode is going to be really conversational, just because this is something I am prioritizing in my life. I have been prioritizing for the past couple of years, and to be quite honest, it is hard. It is really hard to do, especially when you have the demands of work and family and just a host of other things that are coming at you every day, because we live in a really fast-paced world. It's not just me, it's not just you. It genuinely seems like and feels like everyone is in a hurry all the time. Even when you just think about daily tasks without, you know, the added extras, there never feels like there's enough time in the day. And the truth is, we rarely take the time to just slow down and stop and smell the roses. I mean, literally, when was the last time you saw flowers, were around flowers, and actually just stopped to smell them? You know, I don't have a garden right now where I'm living, but when I'd go to the store, and I'd see potted plants and stuff like that, especially when I go to, Home Depot. I actually enter Home Depot through the garden section, just because I want to see, you know, the plants and the flowers there and just look at them. I make that a conscious decision because it's giving me the opportunity to kind of slow down, you know? And I'll try and smell some of the flowers, and quite honestly, they don't have smell, okay? So there's a problem there if you have plants that aren't smelling, but you know, it's kind of become commonplace. But when I do go to the park, because I try, you know, my husband really makes an effort to get us all out to the park on the weekends, I will stop and either admire or smell a flower if I happen to see it. And it's because of that old adage of, you know, taking time to stop and smell the roses. Well, quite honestly, I don't see roses in real life much anymore. But if I did, I would try and slow down to smell the roses. So that in itself is a cue for me to slow down. When I see flowers, I love flowers, so I'll take that cue to slow down. But anyway, I digress. The point is, when was the last time you actually slowed down to smell the roses or a plant or a flower or something? And the reason why we're in this constant busy state is because, one, life, work, family, but also we're always connected to the internet, because this thing we have glued to our hands, you know, it's the same thing I use to create content, have conversations, record this podcast, all this good stuff. We're connected to the internet, and every time you open your phone to go on it for something else, the odds are you're getting a notification about something else. You know, you're being bombarded with messages, notifications, and just constant, you know, things coming at you, which puts a demand on your time. And I don't know about you, but if you could just think of a situation or a scenario where you could slow down a bit more and actually be happier doing that. And if you found out that maybe slowing down would just provide some great benefits, you know, would you actually do it? Would you actually take that step back in order to be happier and healthier and sometimes even more productive? Well, I don't know about you, but that is something I'm saying sign me up for. Because with all the demands on my life, I realized it's really important for me to actually slow down and be present. Because again, the present is your present. You're never going to get it again. You know, you're never going to be able to relive a particular moment in time unless you found the time machine and you're hiding it from me. But the truth is, we'll never get that time back. So I think it's very important for us to prioritize ourselves and slowing down, because if we prioritize our health, if we prioritize ourselves, if we prioritize our happiness and being healthier and slowing down, we can show up for those people in our lives way better. So if it's your family, you want to show up better for your family. If you want to show up better for your kids, if you want to show up better at work, if you want to show up better in just any area of your life, I think sometimes it's really important for us to slow down. So let's get into just chatting more about slowing down, what it is it good for us, and just what are some of the benefits of slowing down. Okay, so let's get into slowing down. Now, is there another word for slowing down? Absolutely. You might hear folks saying, I'm going on a break, I'm taking a step back, I'm going on pause right now. All that means you're slowing down, you're taking a step back. Ultimately, though, it means you're taking a few minutes, you're taking a few moments, you're taking a break from your day to day, or you're just deciding to make more conscious decisions about how you spend your time and energy. And time isn't unlimited. You know, we have a set amount of time each day. We have a set amount of time each week, each month, each year. And how long we are here on this earth is unknown. We don't know. So with that in mind, it's really important for you to take stock of how you're spending your time and prioritizing your time and energy, because again, it's not just here forever. We do have a limited amount of time. So is slow living good for you? I believe wholeheartedly slowing down in your life can have amazing benefits. I personally have started taking time not just when I'm reading, but just in life in general, to kind of take time to pause and just reflect on what it is I'm doing. So after reading a book, sometimes I'll take a pause to kind of reflect on that ending, especially if it's one of those open-ended books that's, you know, extremely thought-provoking, or even just a thought-provoking line, or just a story in general. I try not to just close the book and just move on and, you know, treat it like a task. Okay, finished the book, finally. No, I'll actually take time to pause and reflect. Sometimes when I go on holiday with my family, or, you know, go on vacation, before we leave, sometimes I will just take a few moments to kind of reflect on the trip. And, you know, the things we were able to do together as a family, what we experienced, some memorable moments. And this is also where journaling comes in, because I am a big journaler. I believe in journaling. And that's also a great way for you to just kind of pause and reflect. Because when you reflect, this allows you to identify those areas that need more attention in your life. It will also help you to make better decisions, because you're looking back and you're like, well, this is what we did, or this is what I did, you know, these are the results, but this is how I can maybe be better at it, you know. Reflecting can also help you to reduce stress and anxiety, and, you know, that is something I think is a normal part of everyday life. I have moments when my stress levels are through the roof. I have moments when I'm extremely anxious. But when I slow down again to pause and reflect on, you know, what is really happening, it allows me to kind of calm myself down. You know, sometimes taking that step back is important, and sometimes I won't get as anxious as I have in the past. Another thing that reflecting can do for you is it will allow you to experience greater gratitude, you know, for what you have in your life. Because I think sometimes it can be really easy to get lost in the chase. I don't know about you, but I can get caught up in trying to achieve a goal so much that I forget about the journey. And part of slowing down for me, part of journaling as a practice, quite honestly, has actually allowed me to experience the journey more and not so much the end result. It has also allowed me to just experience gratitude for what I have, because also, again, it can be really easy to get caught up in wanting more, you know, and wanting to read more books, wanting to live somewhere else, wanting to do this, wanting to do that. But the truth is, you just might have so much going on in your life that if someone else were to look at your life through their eyes, they would be like, wow, you know, I want that life. So I think it's really important. Because taking time to reflect can help you experience just greater gratitude for what you have. And my personal favorite is taking time to reflect and slowing down can actually boost your creativity. And that is a win-win for me, especially because I am in a creative space and I'm always trying to think and say, okay, what can I do? What can I create? How can I better help readers? How can I help them find what to read next? How can I just inspire them to be better and do better in their daily lives? And when I slow down, it actually increases and boosts my creativity. I also think slowing down and practicing slow living is a great opportunity for you to kind of reconnect with yourself and, you know, realize why you're doing something, why you're pursuing a particular goal. What are your motivations really? You know, it will just really give you that opportunity to get clear. I also think slowing down can just allow you to experience life's simple pleasures. You know, sometimes it's the first snowfall. Sometimes it could be the rain. Sometimes it could be the smell after the rain, because quite honestly, I love that. I always make it a habit right after the rain to just go outside and just take a deep breath in and just enjoy the smell, because that's one of life's simple pleasures that I absolutely love. It's also just a great way for you to appreciate nature, you know, the beauty and just, you know, the great wonder that comes from reading and indulging in a great book. And most importantly, I think taking time to slow down can help you restore or find, if you've, you know, kind of lost yourself for a while, it can help you restore and find balance in your life. And it will just give you this burst of energy and enthusiasm for things in your life that really matters. So I think slowing down is good for you. So the long and short is, I know in society, this booked and busy, this perpetual grind, this, you know, hustle mentality is just kind of one where you feel like you need to always be doing, doing, doing. And if you're not doing, 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 then you're not doing enough, or you're not good enough, you're not productive enough, you're not successful enough. You know, I really think that's, it's a flawed way of thinking. I actually think people who make time for slowing down are actually more productive and happier, healthier humans in their day-to-day lives. And, you know, in time, you'll find the perfect adjustment so you can show up as your best you in whatever way, you know, that means to you personally. So I think slowing down is important, and it's something we should definitely practice more. So there are amazing benefits to slowing down, because when we slow down, we allow ourselves to be more present, and as a result, we can enjoy and savor the moment instead of rushing through it. So slowing down can help you to be more productive, if you think about it. It can help you be a better decision maker, because you're not rushing, and as a result, you will be less impulsive. Slowing down can help you reduce stress and anxiety. It can help you boost your creativity. It can help you focus on what's essential in life. It can give you greater gratitude for what you have. And in general, it can just really help you to enjoy life more. So the next time you find yourself rushing, just try slowing down instead, because you might find that it's the best decision you'll ever make. Okay, so now that we know more about slowing down and the benefits, now I'd love to share some practical tips to help you start living a slower life. Now, there are many practical steps that you can take to start living slower, and just slowing down and going on pause and taking time to reflect. I'm going to share a few pointers with you. However, I want you to mix and match and modify as you see fit, because the truth is, we're all in different stages of our lives, and what might work for one person might not necessarily work for you, okay? So just give yourself the freedom to kind of mix and match and modify as you see fit. Okay, so the first practical tip to slowing down is to reduce the amount of distractions you have in your life. Now, one big thing that you can do is to turn off all your electronic devices. Turn off your social media notifications and just kind of take a break from all the information that's coming at you. Because while your cell phone can be, you know, just incredibly useful, you probably use it for work, you know, it's a great way to stay connected, but sometimes there's just too much information coming at you. So consider turning off your phone for an hour a day, or just silencing all the social media notifications so you're not alerted to things that can create a distraction. But instead, when you choose to check your social media, that's when you can pick up your phone and go through it as, you know, as you see fit. You can scroll, you can respond to folks if they're sending you DMs or if they left a comment or something. But if you turn off those notifications, you're not going to be drawn to it instantly. And I think it's that instant action of checking your phone and seeing it light up. It will make you grab for it right away, and that in itself is a distraction. So go into your phone settings, turn off those notifications, opt to not be alerted by anything, and then check it on your own time. Now, things that are an emergency, those you can put on a different setting. For example, for me, all my family members are on a bypass. So that means if someone's calling me, I can get their calls without, you know, my phone rejecting it right away. So technically, my phone lives in do not disturb mode, but there are certain calls that can come through. And then I'll check as needs be for work things and other things, but I'm not constantly being alerted, so then I'm being distracted from what I'm already doing or focusing on. So the point is to reduce distractions in your life. And for me personally, it happens to be my phone. Whatever distractions are out there for you, consider finding ways to kind of minimizing them in your life. Okay, step two, a practical step to help you start living slower, is to start prioritizing things in your life. You know, I actually think you should make time and set aside time, write it in your schedule if necessary for slowing down. And instead, you know, prioritize activities that bring you joy, peace, and relaxation. Now, in a previous podcast episode, when I was talking about finding time to read when you're busy, you know, it's episode 51, how to make time in your busy schedule for reading. One of the things I recommend is actually writing it on your calendar. This block of time is when I'm going to read. If you use a digital calendar, you know, consider doing that as well. But the point is, I actually think, especially for folks who are new to slow living, I actually think you should make time, pencil it in for whatever activity it is that you'd like to do. For me, it's reading. Sometimes it's puzzling. Whatever it might be, you know, just think about those activities that bring you joy and peace and relaxation. You know, prioritize these things, make time for them. Personally, the mornings are golden for me. I'll wake up before anyone else, and I'll just find a corner, I'll make a cup of tea. I actually refrain from making coffee just because my husband will smell it. So I'll make a cup of tea and I'll sip on that while I'm journaling or I'm reading or I'm just doing something for me, you know, because those quiet moments in the morning are just absolutely golden. It's before the day starts, it's before, you know, plans can change, before I get diverted, whatever. It is just golden for me. Now, for some folks, it might be in the evening or right before bed. You know, just take that time, whatever it is you might need. I also made an effort at work to prioritize my lunch hour. I block out that entire hour, and that's a moment when I'm not taking calls, not checking emails, not even checking social, but that's just a great way for me to reset so I can show up for the second half of my day. Sometimes it's reading. Sometimes I'll actually go in my car, you know, and just sit in there and just have that moment, whether it's 30 minutes or whatever. But I prioritize those moments throughout the day to just kind of help me reset and slow down for a minute and just be reminded of what's important, what I need to do, and what can wait. So prioritize your time and set aside time for slow living. Another thing you can do is actually just taking things one step at a time. So step three is practicing mindfulness. This is where you kind of focus on the present moment instead of worrying about what's going to happen next or what has happened in the past. I think sometimes we get caught up in these two alternate worlds, which is the past, which you can't change, and then the present on how, you know, how you want to be. Instead, you know, focus on the present and how you're showing up. I think that's really important. So instead of, you know, your mind racing ahead or behind, just take a few seconds, be mindful, and show up in the present moment. I think that can be incredibly helpful in helping you to slow down. Okay, tip four, spend more time outdoors. I actually am a firm believer that nature can be incredibly calming. So if it's possible, try and get outside for an hour or so. You know, it doesn't have to be for exercise. It can just be for some fresh air. It can be for sunshine. You know, just get out there and just enjoy being present outdoors and in nature. This is something that I actually learned from my husband, because he loves the outdoors and he has passed that love on to me, because now I'm just obsessed with being outdoors at all times. Obviously, I can't, but when I can, it's something I really want to do. And he has gotten me in the habit of slowing down and going for a walk, and we'll do this for an hour. And sometimes we're talking and sometimes we're not. We're just listening to the sounds of, you know, the birds and other animals and stuff like that when we go to the park, and it's incredibly calming. I live near the coast, so we would go to the beach as well. And even sometimes when you're a bit too tired to walk on the sand, just sitting there and listening to the ocean and the waves coming in and out is just, again, incredibly calming. And sometimes just being outdoors and just taking big breaths in and out has been incredibly helpful for me. Just, you know, feeling the fresh air and getting outside of air conditioning, because I tend to be in air conditioning a lot. Just getting that fresh air is really helpful, and just moving around at times. My husband would always say, like, it's like pushing blood around, you know, you got to push blood around. I'm like, okay, yeah. And when I do that, I feel better. So if possible, get outside and enjoy nature if you can. Another way for you to slow down is actually to reduce commitments. So remember when I was saying earlier to pencil in your calendar time to read or do something that gives you joy, whether it's exercising, going to the park, going to the beach, puzzling, crafting, knitting, journaling, whatever. This is where reducing your commitments is extremely helpful, because I actually think it's important to leave room on your calendar so you can focus on yourself and focusing on your own needs and passions. So for you to reduce commitments, you're gonna actually have to practice saying the word no a bit more often. Because I think sometimes, and I know I'm guilty of this, I want to help everybody, I want to show up for everybody, so I'm always that person who's like, yes, 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 yes. Well, I've had to learn how to say no. And I have to say, the first time I did that, it was quite liberating. I mean, it was terrifying at the same time. Don't get me wrong. It was terrifying saying no. But here's the thing. No is like a muscle. And once you start exercising it and you start using it more, it gets a lot easier. So if you're a person who's always saying yes and you're new to saying no, trust me, I understand that one 100%. You're going to feel awful for a bit, you know, you're probably going to feel guilty, but in time, it's going to feel liberating. I remember the first couple of times I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And again, like I said, it's like a muscle. Once you exercise it, it becomes easier. So for me, it's just really easy to say, nope, sorry, can't, wish I could, nope, and actually prioritize. So it goes back again to that earlier point of prioritizing. So now you have to prioritize, okay, what engagements are important? What do I need to show up to and what can I skip? So, you know, all these things are kind of, you know, connected if you're noticing. So reduce your commitment so you can focus on yourself, practice saying no, so you can avoid overcommitting, which will stress you out, and it will just have you in this go, go, go mode, and we're actually trying to do the opposite, which is trying to slow you down. Now, another great thing that you can do to practice slow living is connecting with the people in your life that matter to you. You know, again, make time in your calendar for catch-ups with your friends and family members. Think about those meaningful relationships, because, again, just because someone's family doesn't mean you need to connect with them on a regular basis and foster a meaningful relationship. If that door is closed, you know, I respect that. Keep that door closed. But for the people in your life that mean the most to you, so whether it's blood relations or chosen family or friends or whatever it might be, it could be a significant other as well, make time to connect with them. You know, plan for catch-ups, whether it's over the phone. I'm a big proponent for talking over the phone. I'm not a big texter, so if you're texting me, I'm the person who's probably going to take forever to reply. But if you pick up the phone and you give me a call, I can actually, you know, make time for that. I know pre-COVID, a lot of us had social lives, and I used to have standing lunch dates with girlfriends, because maintaining, for me, maintaining healthy and just great female friendships are incredibly important to me. Personally, I feel that friendships are a very underrated type of relationship. I think we spend more time on intimate relationships with our partners or spouses and so on. And instead, you know, we treat friends like they're disposable. Now, this is something I obviously can always improve on. I'm not saying I have the friendship formula down pat. I mean, after recording this, I'm actually going to contact one of my good girlfriends to see if we can catch up, because we've lost our routine since COVID. So, yeah, it's really important for you to kind of prioritize connecting with those people that are important to you and enjoy quality time together. So yeah, that's a great way for you to kind of just slow down, check in with those people that you care for, allow them to check in on you as well, and just, you know, just slow down and just appreciate the present moment with them. Because again, tomorrow, next year, the future, it's not promised. So we need to value and tell those people that matter the most to us just how much we love them. I think that's incredibly important. Okay, another great way to slow down is to incorporate rituals into your daily life. Now, I've said this a million times, I'm a journaler, I love journaling, and that's something I prioritize. Again, if you need to, put it on your calendar until it becomes routine for you. You know, other alternate activities could be like yoga, meditation, again, puzzling, knitting, crocheting, reading, whatever it is you need to do. Incorporate rituals. I think rituals are incredibly important, and the more you do it, it becomes second nature, and then it becomes, that's your you time. You know, it could even be just soaking in the tub for an hour once a week. Whatever you need to do, incorporate these rituals in your daily life, because it can be a great way for you to de-stress, unwind, and it's just a perfect slowing down activity. Another thing you can do to kind of slow down is pay attention to your energy. You know, take a look at how you're spending your time, how these activities and things that you're doing, look at how they make you feel, and start to analyze, like, does this really bring you joy or does this stress you out, you know? And if it's one of those things that are stressing you out, remove it from your life. Now, if it's one of those things that you can't necessarily remove, whatever it might be, if it's something you can't remove completely, consider slowing down the frequency. So if you have that family member, and I'm using family because when I have many conversations with my friends, one of the things that kind of drains some of their energy is dealing with family members that just they don't see eye to eye with. So my thing is, if you had some obligation where you're seeing them, let's just say 10 times for a year, how about you reduce that to 3, 2, 1 even? You know, whatever it might be, look at your energy. If you realize that spending time on Instagram is not giving you joy, it actually stresses you out, it makes you bitter, it makes you upset or whatever, consider removing Instagram from your daily routine, or removing Instagram from your life, quite honestly, and instead finding different ways to connect. Maybe it could be a different social media platform that's more up your speed. Maybe it's getting rid of social media completely if it's not making you feel good. Maybe you could replace this with, you know, a sporting activity, exercising, reading, because I'm always advocating for reading. So maybe you could replace it with that, or you could replace it with a new hobby, Or you could use, you know, other ways to connect with people in a more healthy way and where you feel the most happiest. So just look at your energy and just look at what's making you angry or upset. And if you can get rid of it, get rid of it. If you can't get rid of it, just consider reducing the amount of time you're exposing yourself to this negativity. So that's really important to help you slow down and be healthier and happier. And then the last tip I'm going to share with you is actually the most important one to me. And it's giving yourself permission to disconnect from things that aren't working for you, but also switching off completely. Because again, I think we're always on, if that makes sense. So you're on in your life, you're on at work, you're on social, things are coming at you all the time. But when was the last time that you were bored for an extended period of time? When was the last time that you found yourself literally twiddling your thumbs? No, I'm serious. I mean, sometimes we actually just need to shut off and stop trying to find things to do, but instead just be with yourself. I also think that was one of the effects of COVID, is that we were forced to slow down. We were forced to be with ourselves and our thoughts. So think about it. Were it not for COVID, and were it not for you maybe just being alone with yourself and your thoughts for the first time and being completely slowed down, you probably wouldn't have made the decisions you have made. And some of these decisions might be for the better, you know. For some folks, it was just recognizing that this job isn't working for you. And because you had that moment to think about how you could change your life or change your career trajectory, you were actually able to do it. So I guess what I'm saying is, just think about it. If you were able to just turn off and just give yourself permission to turn off every so often and just be alone with yourself and your thoughts, you could actually make more positive and happier and healthier and meaningful changes in your life that would benefit you positively in the long run. So instead of waiting for a once in a 100 years, you know, pandemic that shuts down the entire world, just find those moments when you can shut down and just be alone with yourself. Because you just might discover something that can help you be just better, happier, healthier, and more positive in your life and allow you to show up in a way where you can be your best self. Alrighty, so we just dived into a bunch of practical tips that can help you slow down and start embracing a slower life and practice slower living. If you've noticed, quite a few things are interconnected. So if you start doing one, you know, another thing might happen, and it can just be a great positive ripple effect. So just for a recap, here's some positive things that you can do, or rather, here are some practical things that you can do to help you start living slower. So number one, reduce distractions. Two, we want you to prioritize time for slow living and focus on those activities that bring you joy, peace, and relaxation. Don't forget to put it on your calendar if necessary. Also, try and take things one step at a time and practice mindfulness and being present in the current moment. You know, don't think too much about the past. Don't think too much about the future. Just show up and focus on the present moment instead. If possible for you, spend more time outdoors because nature can be incredibly calming. So if you can get out for some fresh air, some sunshine, get a walk in, or just, again, just breathe in that fresh air. You know, do it if you can. It can be incredibly satisfying. Make an effort to reduce commitments. Make sure to leave room on your calendar so you can focus on yourself and exercise that no muscle so you can avoid overcommitting yourself and instead making time for you. Another tip is to connect with your loved ones. You know, make time in your calendar to catch up with those people who mean the most to you. Focus on those meaningful relationships. Enjoy quality time together. Because again, you know, we need to slow down and just tell the people that we love them and that we appreciate them and that we value them in our lives. Because again, tomorrow, next year, it's not promised. Number 7, incorporate rituals into your daily life. So whether it's journaling, yoga, meditation, reading, just find those activities that help you de-stress and unwind each day. I also want you to pay attention to your energy. That's number 8. Look at how you spend your energy and focus on those activities that bring you joy and that de-stress you and just make you feel like your best self. If it's something that you can't, you know, eliminate from your life right away, see how best you can reduce those interactions so that you're not experiencing that negative energy all the time. So if you're doing something 10 times, see if you can reduce it to 3 or 2 or even 1. And if you can get rid of it completely, opt for that option as well. And number 9, the last thing I want you to do is give yourself permission to disconnect. You know, take time away from the routine, allow yourself to switch off, be alone with you and your thoughts. Because, you know, you just might gain some clarity that can help you be healthier and happier and more fulfilled and present in your everyday life. So I know it's a lot, but I really hope that these tips can help you to start living slower. So again, don't be afraid to mix and match, modify, experiment, and just find what works best for you. Because again, we're all in different stages in our lives. We all have different experiences, different backgrounds, and different things going on. So just, you know, take that time, see what works best for you, and pursue it. And I also want you to remember that slowing down doesn't mean you have to give up your ambition or your passions. It just means slowing down and taking the time to just appreciate and savor, you know, all the little moments in your everyday life. So I really hope you'll consider slowing down today. I really believe that life is meant to be enjoyed. So make sure that you're taking time to do just that. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And I'm really looking forward to talking with you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Reader's Couch podcast. Please subscribe to the show, share it with a friend, and take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. Until next time, stay lounging, stay reading, and whenever you're in doubt, go straight to your local bookstore or library. Thanks again for listening and happy reading.